Good opportunity today, I thought, to check in with Irene Lutz from Quinn Cycles to get a little update on how that Quinn's e-bicycling group is doing and how they're hoping to do in the near future. Hi, Irene. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you too, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is great. Now with the weather getting better, I'm sure lots of folks are itching to get out on their bikes or just get out in general. Are you hearing that from folks in your group?
Yeah, people are reaching out, wanting to ride, wanting to know who's doing rides and where they can go. So we are tentatively beginning our ride schedule. Normally, we have a ride schedule set by February and publish it and have it all ready to go. This year, we've been a little cautious. You know, like everything is cautiously reopening, so we are cautiously scheduling. And we've kicked off this season with a ride. Hill ride. So I don't know, this whole pandemic has made me feel a little bit like a slug. So I decided to invite people to ride with me and work on building hill climbing skills. And so we put together a route, Jeannie Ragusa and I, she's one of our board members, we put together a route that connects our complete streets projects that were put in over the year. And we get to ride up Quarry Street with the new bollards and protected bike lane there. That's our first hill. And then in May, we're going to add a second hill. So we're building slowly as the sun sets later.
Oh, okay. Has that happened or has that been scheduled to happen?
We started the first Monday in April. So it's been a little chilly, a little windy, but, you know, hills are, wind is just a second hill really. So we're enjoying it so far. We've had three rides and different people on each ride. So, and a small group, we ride masked and we stay distant. But together enough to feel the comfort of riding in a group.
Oh, okay. Have you found that newer people have found Quinn Cycles, you know, since the pandemic, looking for outlets, I guess?
A lot of people have found us on our Facebook page. Okay. Definitely. We've had a lot more people checking us out there. And last year, in lieu of the in-person group rides, we posted recommended routes on our website, things that we've done in the past, highlighting Quincy's history and beauty. So we had a lot of feedback from people who were using those biking and walking to explore the city in a new way.
I guess we should take a little step back and for folks who aren't aware of what Quinn Cycles is and how it all came about and what its mission is.
So back in 2012, Nathan Pipo, who was pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, he put a call out in the paper in Quincy Sun for people who are interested in working toward improving bicycling in the city. And a group of us gathered. And since then, we've been a committed group of volunteers. And we've been working with the city's Bicycle Commission, which was founded in 2013, and with the mayor's office, and just working to increase awareness and to get bicycle lanes on the streets to make safe space for us and calm traffic and improve conditions in general for everybody using our roads, and to start educating. That's something I'm excited about. In the past year, we've done a lot of education programs, and we have some in the works for this coming year as well.
Right. I know you've worked with the Thomas Crane Library in the past to put on programs there.
Yes.
Is that going to hopefully come back again?
Well, we're working on the logistics of it, but last winter we did do a series with the library. We did winter biking, commuting to work, basic maintenance, and how to fix a flat. I would definitely want to bring the basic maintenance and how to fix a flat back, and we're still looking for a location. I'm hoping to add, like we did last summer, we did a basic bike skills 101. So sometimes, you know, you're comfortable on your bike, but you're not comfortable riding not on a trail because maybe you're a little wobbly or maybe you don't know how to communicate with drivers. So that basic skills class can really give you the confidence to be able to ride anywhere. And so I want to do that. And then also we're hoping to schedule some learn to ride classes for adults who haven't learned, you know, maybe didn't learn when they were kids or learned when they were a kid, but haven't ridden since they were, you know, 10 or 12 or something like that, but want to get back on the bike. And so we want to, help people get that skill and bring it into their lives now as adults.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking at it. Again, we heard stories during the height of the pandemic about a supply shortage of bicycles. You know, shops were having trouble keeping up with demand. Are you still hearing that?
A bit, yeah. Thankfully, the state names bike shops as essential, but, you know, biking is not just recreation, it is a form of transportation. And so people who bike to work, essential workers, need their transportation to be functioning. So bike shops were essential businesses, and that not only helped the essential workers who needed to get where they were going by bike, but also all of these new people who are rediscovering the joy of bicycling. And yeah, there was a lot of demand. I think things are catching up a little bit, but bike shops are still really busy, and some parts can be a little slow getting.
Yeah. Good for folks who work in bicycle industry as well, both manufacturing and retail as well, too. So
yeah, it's an exciting time, this bike boom.
Is the secondary bicycle market hot because of it, would you say?
I can't speak to that personally, but I would think that, I would think so, yes.
Yeah. How many members of Quinn Cycles are there right now, Irene?
So over the 9 years that we've been, an organization, we've had a rolling membership that is consistently around 40 to 50 paying members. It's important to recognize that you don't need to be a paying member to participate in our rides or activities or come to meetings. That's just to support us in our events financially, and to be able to be a voting member in terms of who becomes a board member and the president and all of that.
Okay. So, I mean, you're approaching 2022, but your 10-year anniversary. Did you ever?
I know. I just realized that when I was preparing to talk to you today. I was like, oh my goodness, this is insane.
Yes.
But it's what's so exciting is that we've accomplished so much. I mean, Quincy's bike network has grown, and it's been such a positive impact on the city. We had a presentation at the commission meeting by TPAL a couple of months ago, talking about the Washington Street bike lane and the Quincy Avenue bike lane. And the Washington Street lane went in pre-pandemic and immediately showed an increase in ridership, even before the bike boom that we've experienced this year. So an increase in ridership and a slowing of the average speed of the motor vehicles using the roads. And same with the Shared Streets and Spaces funded project on Quincy Avenue that narrowed the lanes. It's calmed traffic. So we have another Shared Streets and Spaces grant that the city just received for the intersection of Southern Artery and South Street. Now, that intersection in Quincy Avenue definitely needed work because of fatalities, traffic violence fatalities that happened in those locations. So I'm happy to see the city responding to those. But also the city has been really proactively putting in traffic calming measures and implementing the universal 25-mile-an-hour speed limit if no speed limit is otherwise posted. So those are really positive things to see happening in the city. And bike infrastructure is such an important part of that, because it decreases the stress when you see a bicyclist has a lane and the drivers have a lane, and we can communicate to each other better what we need to do and where we need to go.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I've seen it myself. The Washington Street bike lane that you mentioned is right out in front of our studios here in Quincy Center.
Yes.
Some folks utilizing that. There's, of course, all new residents in some of the new apartments and condos that are going up in Quincy Center. And those folks are probably looking for bicycle infrastructure or alternatives. I know the MBTA just installed, I think, bicycle storage at the Quincy Adams garage there as part of their overall infrastructure improvement project. So it's
yes.
definitely part of the lexicon, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy to see that on the Bergen Parkway side of the station. I'm a little concerned that they didn't feel the need to put in bike parking facility on the newly opened Independence Avenue side, because that is definitely a very comfortable access point for bicyclists as well as pedestrians.
That's a great point, yeah. Will you be working with the city on the redevelopment of Wollaston Center, Irene, when it comes to bicycling?
Well, I just attended the public meeting that they had, and going through the documents, it's a really exciting opportunity for that area. And there are some concerns that I had, I'd expressed about that. There's a design for a two-way bikeway on Woodbine Street accessing the MBTA, I think it's mm-hmm. Woodbine. And that kind of infrastructure where you have a separation of bikes and traffic with some sort of buffer mm-hmm. is what truly encourages mode shift. So there are lots of people who would love to ride a bike and look at our streets and say, I don't feel comfortable. Yeah. That shadow in the lane where I'm between moving cars, that's not what's going to make me comfortable riding a bike. So being able to encourage the city and encourage developers to shift to an infrastructure for bikes that is separated, protected. And you see this happening a lot in Boston and other communities, yeah, where they're really recognizing that increased comfort increases ridership. And if we want to deal with issues of congestion, we can't widen our roads forever. We need to get people out of cars. And not everybody, right? But it's been shown that bike-friendly cities are driver-friendly cities because you have a better sharing of resources. Not everybody's in a car fighting for the same few parking spots. So.
Yeah, and that physical barrier, it sounds like it's very, very important. You know, a painted line on the street is not going to protect a bicyclist.
No, it does validate the bicyclist's presence, and that is also important. And I want to recognize that the lanes already put in are a huge improvement, okay, on the situation that we had before. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to keep that momentum going and start building in ways, especially when you're rethinking an entire business district. How do we make it inviting for everybody in all modes of transportation?
Yeah. Do you think the city can learn from other places where bicycling is much more, you know, a part of transportation? I'm thinking places in the Northwest, like Portland, Oregon, or even, you know, the Netherlands, you know, in Europe.
Yeah, everyone says we're not the Netherlands, but one of the things I've learned in my research and self-education about bike advocacy is that the Netherlands wasn't the Netherlands, you know, 34 years ago. It was a very car-centric culture, and they've made a committed effort to becoming a more bike-friendly and transit-friendly place. So I see that as inspiration, not as we can never do that, right? So it's going to take a while to get there, definitely, but I think we can learn from places, and not just where they are now, but how they got there and what has their focus been, and how do we create a transportation culture that is people focused as opposed to car focused.
So what is on the short term goals for Quinn Cycles in 2021, Irene?
Well, we're excited about our ride schedule, and we're excited about our education program. We really want to pivot to helping people gain the confidence that skills cycling and taking care of your bike on a basic level can give you. So if you get a flat tire on a ride, you're not stranded. You know how to, you know, get your tire back on and ride home. So that's a primary focus. But also we want to encourage the city to include the bike infrastructure where it is possible on the new capital improvement plan funded streets. Mm. So Willard Street is in there, Harriet Avenue. So one of the things we like to talk about is low stress connections. And Harriet Avenue is a neighborhood street, so you wouldn't necessarily think that needs bike infrastructure. But at that corner point, there's a connection over to Enterprise Drive that brings you to the MBTA station and the bike parking that is there on the Newport Avenue side of that. And so that, with a curb cut that facilitates a bicyclist being able to access that route as well as the pedestrians who already do, would be a way to facilitate a lower stress bike connection in the city. So things like that, trying to work with the city and thinking about how we can make those connections and those routes continue to grow our bike network.
Okay, yeah. And curious too, I know that there are many plans for park improvements, specifically Marymount Park, other plans to integrate bicycle pathways or you know, recreational rides through that?
Well, our new environmental director, the parks, the paths and trails, Julianne, she's amazing. We're working with her on trying to recommend routes that connect all those beautiful paths. And a lot of those paths are really mountain bike friendly. So the New England Mountain Bike Association often talks about how Quincy is great for trail riding. Mm-hmm. So encouraging people to not only ride to, you know, maybe bike and hike, but also to bike and bike if you want to bike some of those trails. So working with her to recommend connections between those facilities.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, there's so many recreational opportunities. I would think you could integrate bicycling into that. I think of the Cape Cod, you know, bike trail down on the Cape, but we have 27 miles of coastline right here in Quincy too.
We do, absolutely. So back in July, I had was going to do a ride to Montreal to raise money for advocacy, and it got canceled for pandemic, but I decided to ride those 400 miles here in Quincy. And I rode every street in the city and sent pictures to all of my supporters of the beautiful things I was seeing. And so many of them were saying, "Where is this? This is so beautiful. Quincy is amazing." And so that was, it was really exciting to know that biking, you know, every neighborhood in Quincy is bike accessible. There are some potentially stressful connections that we need to fix, and we're working on that. But you can access the beach, you can access the hills, and you can access so many restaurants and businesses by bike that it just feels like Quincy is on this verge of becoming a really bike-friendly community and making our street safer for so much recreation as well as just getting around.
Wait, you rode every street in the city?
I did. Yes.
How long did that take you?
I committed to the month of July to it. So it was a 2 to 2.5 hour ride every morning. And it was very slow going. I invited my husband on one of the rides. He said, "I can't do this, Irene. There's too many loopings." So every time, you know, I would plan a route in a neighborhood, and, you know, I would go one block out and then go out a further block. And I did a lot of stopping and taking of pictures and appreciating the beauty that our neighbors in the city are creating and then just what we have naturally. I will admit, one of the motivations for my hill climb ride series is that some of the hills I had to walk my bike up. So I didn't use my e-bike. I rode a regular road bike and was able to ride most every street and walk the ones that went too vertical.
Okay. Now,
yeah, it's exciting.
Can we see those pictures? Are those public?
You know, I kept them private for my community that of supporters, like, who had supported my ride. It was a fundraising ride.
Okay.
But a few of them did say I should share them as blogs. So maybe I'll do that as a reminiscence this July. I'll share them on our Quinn Cycles website. So.
Okay. All right. I think a lot of folks would enjoy seeing those. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, Quincy is such a beautiful town, and we have such a rich history and such a strong community of diversity and variety that each neighborhood has its own character. I love it. I love Quincy.
Well, it's obvious for sure. And it's obvious you love Quinn Cycles too. I mean, certainly it's a great, way to connect with your family and get some, you know, physical activity at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to let folks know about right now for Quinn Cycles?
Well, I mean, join us on Monday evenings. We're starting the ride currently at 6 p.m. at Montilio's Bakery on Adams Street. And it's currently just a 5-mile loop, and we only have the one hill. We take it, we do all our rides at a social pace. So there are some ride clubs out there who are working to, you know, push themselves for distance and timing and pace. And we're not like that. I joke with my husband that we don't only ride slow, but we stop a lot too. And because we like to talk, we like to be social, and we want to make sure everyone feels comfortable riding in Quincy. And that's our goal, you know, is to invite people out on a group ride. The group can help build a sense of comfort on the streets. It feels less vulnerable until you build that confidence to ride as comfortably on your own. And that, so Monday nights at 6 p.m., we're doing this hill ride. It's 5-mile loop and one hill, and we take breaks. So if you're not a strong hill rider, don't be intimidated. I'm not either. Just come on and join us. And then on the second Saturdays in May, our longtime board member, Bob Mackey, is leading a Quincy-only ride. He is very excited about all the new lanes, as we all are, and he's going to be starting at Wollaston Station on the second Saturday mornings and leading a ride that highlights the low-stress connections through the city. And, you know, some people tell him all the time, like, "Oh, I can't bike. The only way to get there is Newport Avenue, and that's not comfortable to bike in." And I wholeheartedly agree that Newport Avenue is not a comfortable bike ride, but it's also not the only way to get to, you know, we get in the habit of thinking of how we get places by car. And yeah, there are so many ways to get places that are alternates and much less stressful. And so Bob wants to highlight those connections through our neighborhoods.
Okay.
So that's the second Saturdays. And then we have some longer rides planned. The schedule hasn't been finalized yet.
Okay. And when it is, that'll be up on your website?
Yes, quincycles.org. Check our calendar there. All our events and meetings are there. We meet on the third Thursday of every month, just after the Bicycle Commission meeting. We're doing Zoom, you know, back-to-back Zooms on that, like everybody. But we welcome new faces. If you have ideas for rides that you want us to schedule and plan with you, please bring your ideas to us. We are looking for new members all the time and want more people to be out enjoying biking in the city.
Okay, great. Well, hopefully we've inspired some folks to check you out and get involved. And thank you for sharing your story, Irene. It's very inspirational for sure to know that you rode every single street in the city. If I ever have a question about where something is, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, I'm like, where was that street when I'm looking at the map, or reading an article? I'm like, I have to look it up again. Oh yeah, that day. I remember that day.
Right.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a really great time. I met some really wonderful people. Our neighbors in Quincy are just so heartwarming. So it's a really great, it was a great experience. And I encourage everybody to try it. Not maybe all in 1 month, but bike our city, find out how easy it is to get around.
Yeah. Start in your own neighborhood, right? And you see things probably didn't even know were there.
Yeah. The pace, the slow roll pace of a bike ride shows you so much more than the closed windows of the car.
Yeah. Thanks again, Irene. Great to talk to you.
Thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.